time to talk to Robbie Robinson, the play-by-play voice of the Rams, and we are glad to have you back. It's been a week. How do you feel? How do you feel the team is after a week to kind of recalibrate those first few games? I mean, wins for you guys.
Yeah, John, good morning. Thanks for having me on. We're up here in Brooklyn, New York, and we play Temple tonight at 9:30 from the Barclays Center. And I think the week off came at a perfect time for the guys. I mean, they had three games in 7 days. They got good wins in which their defense was just spectacular. I mean, I've been doing games, John, for 11 years, and we've seen great defense, but I'm not sure just the consistency in the half-court defense. And we've always been a great pressing team, and we had unbelievable guys like Breontae Weber and Rob Brandenburg that can really play in the full court. But, you know, when they got settled into the half court against the three opponents they played last week, they were really tough. So, yeah, I think I'm sure Coach Rhodes went back to the scouting room. I'm sure he went back to the film room and saw a lot of things that the team could get better with. And I would imagine that it will be a improved squad of what we saw last Monday, which is good news because, man, they were pretty good those first three games out of the gate.
It's a bit of a step up in competition playing at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. How do you think this particular team will handle, you know, the big stage, the national attention?
Wow, John, and that's the big question on this Monday morning, November 19th, because I think they're gonna. We don't know. I mean, I what does my gut tell me? My gut tells me that I think they're gonna have to steady themselves a little bit, and there'll be a time in the game that they'll have to take a step forward as a team together. And if they do that, I think they have it in them to do that. There's no doubt they've got the talent to do that. And kind of going back to the defense too, John, I think, you know, when you have good defense, you can always rely on that. And I think that's what they are able to do that maybe teams in the last few years didn't necessarily have in their back pocket. But, you know, it's still a young team. We have only really one senior, Michael Gilmore, and he's a guy that's going to play around 10 minutes a game. And we're still getting Marcus Evans back into the mix in terms of how healthy he can be coming back from an Achilles injury and gaining minutes that we all would love to see him get more of. And so I think, you know, tonight's going to be a real big test for this team. You know, even though it's a 9:30 start, I think it's going to be a game tonight. We'll know a whole lot more about this VCU basketball team. Not the whole thing. That's one thing I hope fans understand. We don't get the whole picture painted tonight. But I do think we'll get a chance to see what this early season is going to be like. Because Temple is an established program. Fran Dunphy's a great coach. They've got a couple really good players. I mean, the kids that go to their school, they're highly recruited and they're talented. So we're going to have to play really well. This is not going to be like a Gardner Webb or Bowling Green. I mean, this is the Temple Owls.
And they've won Temple four in a row.
Yeah, and I'm sure Temple's thinking the same thing. I mean, that's the great thing about being VCU now. You've got a name brand.
Right.
And Temple sees this as an, I mean, their play-by-play guys probably being asked the same question. Hey, step up in competition. And, you know, and the Philly morning show host is telling me about the Rams and how good are they. So it's very similar. Two teams that have steep tradition, but are probably trying to find their footing for 2018-19.
Well, we're excited about it. Coverage tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox Sports 910 and Big 98.5. And good luck tonight. Robbie Robinson, you'll be busy. Play-by-play voice of the Rams. Good luck.
Thanks, John. Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.